Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Wilmington Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. It's Anne Revelle-Petcher, your host for Bridges to Business. Business Radio in Wilmington. We are so thrilled today to have two guests in the studio audience that are bringing the sunshine and the water to me on this 68-degree sunny day. You gotta love that about Wilmington. I want to welcome first Will Smith of Waterplay USA. Say hello, Will.
Hello, Anne. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, everybody needs to know that you're Will Smith and not Will Smith,
right? I am Will Smith, not the Will Smith, but a Will Smith.
And Whitney Spratt from Blockade Runner Resort.
Hello. Thank you for having me as well.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys are both here. We have the chance today to hear from a resort and from someone who helps you when you're on vacation. So everybody start thinking about chilling out Friday afternoon, maybe get your margarita on and get ready to think about water sports and the beach. I'm going to start here actually with Will. If Whitney, if you can just hold tight and don't fall asleep during this conversation with Will. Never happen. Will, I just want to talk a little bit about Waterplay USA. I've known you guys a while, but a lot of people haven't heard about you yet, so
yes.
Let's change that.
Let's do that.
Tell me a little bit about Waterplay USA.
So Waterplay USA, we are a travel website, waterplayusa.com. We are actually the nation's largest reservation software platform and marketplace for booking water-related tours and activities. So water-related tours being fishing charters, boat rentals, surfing lessons, scuba diving, snorkeling, pretty much anything you can do on and around the water.
So if it touches the water, you're going to help me have fun in the water.
Or if it flies over it, so parasailing's involved in that as well. So we're gonna help connect you with the local people to do it anywhere throughout the nation and get you booked online, safe, guaranteed reservations, and best pricing.
Wow. That's a lot of guarantees.
That's a lot of guarantees. We have a lot of people that we're working with to do this. And, you know, a lot of the activity providers saw a need for this, being that the market's heavily fragmented. And so we are helping to bring them online and into the 21st century of travel.
Well, tell me, tell me where you are geographically throughout the United States first.
Geographically, we started in Florida, in Key West specifically. Hmm. That's when we first launched. Since then, we have grown to over 100 destinations scattered throughout the country. Anything from snorkeling in Key West, boat rentals in Miami, airboat tours. Hmm. Whale watching in California, surfing lessons in Hawaii.
Wow.
So we actually, at the beginning of this year, just began scaling down into the Virgin Islands as well.
Wow, that's great. So you're pretty much across the U.S.
We are across the U.S. right now.
And before you guys came along, what did people do to book water sports on vacation?
Well, before they came along, that's kind of what we were doing, how we came up with the idea, but you would go on vacation, you'd go to the concierge, they'd send you to the brochure rack. You would take 10 minutes at the brochure rack, pick up the phone, call all the locations, check pricing, the availability, and 30 minutes later make your decision. We now have consolidated all of that, just like your flights and hotels, and allowing you to find the information online, do your research, find the best pricing, have the real-time availability, and let you go ahead and reserve it online, knowing that you're good to go.
That sounds like great fun.
It has been.
Yeah, so tell me the story behind this. There's got to be a story behind this.
Well, the story started with my brother and I taking a vacation. We used to take a lot of vacations every year.
Of course, now that you have a business, you don't get to take vacations,
exactly.
Do you?
That's the way it happens, but... We were down in Florida and looking for something. We were actually doing a business trip down there, but we were looking for some things to do on a couple of days we had off. And that was the sheer fact of the concierge sent us to the brochure rack. And we spent 30 minutes really calling all these different locations, seeing who was available and who had the best price. It just felt archaic to us. I guess maybe a month prior to that vacation, we had gone online, booked our flights, booked our hotel, and 10 minutes later, we were confirmed and good to go for our vacation. But yet, I had to spend 30 minutes of my vacation trying to plan some fun.
Lost sun time.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys have been, well, it's so, let's just talk about who's involved here. So it's you and your brother, Walt.
It's me and my brother, Walt. We founded the company. We have partnered with a local interactive marketing agency, Sage Island, and their founder, Mike Duncan.
Excellent.
So they brought in the technical, or the technical and marketing needs that we had for the company.
Super.
In addition to Mike, we do work with a team of local and statewide investors and advisors. One of which is John Stowe. He's the former president of Sabre Travel Network.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
a nice connection. Those that, well, for those that don't know Sabre Travel, they created Travelocity. Right. So that's where the big name comes into play.
Well, Sabre, I guess I'm a little older than maybe a lot of people around the table, but Sabre has been a big player for a really long time in terms of the professional end of the business.
Yes.
For booking and the like. So, do you have to be a member or anything like that?
No, there are no additional fees, no membership required. It's anybody can come to our site. There's no booking fee. We do charge, like I said, either the same price or better price than you're going to get from the actual activity provider. And we work with basically making it an easy one-stop shop for the consumer to find and book their travel.
So we were kind of joking, only sort of half joking before the show started about the kinds of people you need to get out there and get the business hooked up for you. How do you actually develop relationships with the people who own boats and the charter captains?
So everybody does want to be a assistant or a research assistant, per se, and travel all over and test out the activities. I'm still waiting for that opportunity myself. we have a lot of ways of forming our partnerships. We do work with a lot of organizations, travel organizations within a city or within a state. In addition to that, we do work with a lot of local hotels and vacation rental companies. So here locally, we work with Intracoastal Realty's Vacation Rental Division, as well as Shell Island Resort.
Oh, great.
So if you're booking your stay, you're planning to be here for a week or weekend, then we help you find the rest of your activities available.
So you guys are one of the leading entrepreneurial companies of the Wilmington area. We're really thrilled that you're here and that you're sticking it out, because I know this is a hard row to hoe, if you will. But tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey. What's it been like getting out there and looking to grow and build a company?
So it's never what you expect it to be. Everything always takes a little bit longer, but you really just have to stick with it and take as much advice that you can get from those that actually do know, because we all like to think that the business plan from day one will be the business plan in 30, 90, 120 days, but it never is.
Yeah, how's that 5-year plan coming along?
It's multiplied by 5. But, you know, we have been sticking it out. We've been doing well now. We are considered to be the nation's largest provider of water-related activities. And that's pretty impressive when you look at some of our competitors out there. And we've really just begun our expansion in the industry.
So you've just begun. What's it going to look like in a few years?
In a few years, I think you pretty much have to really look at what the travel industry is going to do in the next few years. So with looking at a company like Waterplay, we are considered to be an online travel agent. Most online travel agents are being consolidated where you're booking your flights, your hotels, your car rentals, everything from the same destination.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2, 3, 4 years, I see more consolidation coming in. Today, our main focus, though, is really making those true partnerships with the providers, with our local affiliates, and really just kind of build out those business relationships and help the consumer plan their travel.
So do you see it going beyond the USA moniker?
Absolutely. Like I said, we have scaled down in the Virgin Islands, so we are going to be growing down.
Oh, besides the U.S.
Yes,
Virgin Islands,
besides
right?
the U.S., yes. Outside of the U.S., we will be... we are planning later this year to scale more so down into the Caribbean. Travel, vacation activities as a whole, international has been booked online for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. has just been far behind on doing that. Part of it's just with the heavy fragmentation from the tours and activity providers and the large investment that they would need to do to develop out the software.
this is like the dream job.
One would think.
So as you think about that, if you had one area that you think would be an ideal opportunity for additional development, for additional growth, where would that be?
Well, I guess, can I get a little bit more direction on this? Now, are you saying...
Where are the big opportunities for you guys right now?
Right now, the big opportunities are to really grow and get one of the larger partnerships with Expedia or HomeAway.
And that's primarily to help consumers or to help identify more opportunities for water sports, if you will.
So I think WaterPlay brings not just a benefit to the consumer, but to the local companies in a destination. Mm-hmm. They are small business owners, and they have websites, but don't have the technical expertise or the capital to invest in reservation platforms and distribution networks.
Mm-hmm.
So online marketing has gotten more and more expensive, and those who have the money are the ones that win out.
Sure.
So we're trying to kind of level that playing field and help the not only the consumer that's booking their vacation, but the local companies that are providing those services.
I would assume that you can book many at a time. So if you're an events manager, for example, and you're going to take a group from your corporation to to the Bahamas, and you want to put together some group activities, can you use WaterPlay USA for things like that as well?
Absolutely. We like I said, we have all of the availability listed on our site. So we have worked with some groups in not just local here to Wilmington, but down in Florida, a lot of group trips will be made down to Key West or to Orlando. Or with large families that are on vacation in Orlando looking to get somewhere other than Disney, we've helped take them on different dolphin tours and other group-type trips.
Oh, great. Good. Well, this kind of is a good opportunity for us to transition over a little bit, talk a little bit about Blockade Runner. I was thinking specifically about events managers and people pulling together events, and I was wondering, I'm going to actually take a big step back here. Tell me a little bit about Blockade Runner. For those of us I have never been to Blockade Runner. I've only lived here for 2 years, so.
I it's funny though how often I hear that from people that live here. You know, they know it. They know it exactly what it looks like. They can recognize it as you come over the bridge,
right.
But they haven't actually, stepped inside. But we are the longest standing property on, hotel resort on the island.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're turning 50 years old.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that. And we're an independently owned property, which, makes us very unique and special. And so, we're a full service resort, 150 guest rooms, restaurant on property. We have access to the ocean, obviously, but also to the sound.
Draw us a picture. What are the rooms like? Let's start at the top and go down.
Okay.
What are the rooms like?
We have several different room types. We consider ourselves a boutique property all of our rooms face the water, completely unobstructed view of the water. You're either facing directly out to the ocean or out to the sound side. So, you're guaranteed to wake up to the sunrise or go to bed to the sunset, whichever side you choose. But all of our rooms are beautiful. They all have tile floors, which a lot of people compare to properties in the Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
which is nice just because when you're dragging in all that sand during
right.
the summer.
I was going to say, it's probably nice for the caretakers of the property as
yeah,
well.
certainly. But they're all bright and, very well taken care of. We're constantly, in some sort of design project. We work with a really wonderful designer who picks out all the color schemes. And so no two floors are alike.
Oh.
Every floor of the hotel has a little bit different style and decor to it, including the hallways. So, unlike getting out of the elevator at a chain property, everything's a little bit different and people fall in love with a certain floor or a certain room type.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
So, okay. So we have interesting rooms. And do you have suites as well? Or
we do. We have three staterooms, which are all oceanfront with a large private walkout balcony, big king-size
nice.
Bed and a sitting area. Yeah, they're really
nice.
Pretty.
Okay. And so on the main entry area, you have a restaurant. Tell me about the restaurant. What kind of foods do they serve?
We do. Our restaurant is East Oceanfront Dining. We serve New American cuisine. Okay. You know, we've really, over the last, I'd say, 5-6 years, you know, focused ourselves towards fresh ingredients, using local ingredients when
Excellent.
We can. We have amazing grounds. Our lawn is unbelievable. It's really the first thing that people notice. But in those grounds, our landscaper plants herbs and lettuces.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then our chef uses them in the restaurant.
That's
so
fabulous.
We've got, you know, great seafood and all the food is wonderful, really.
I was going to guess maybe there was a little bit of seafood involved.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's a full resort. You have...
Yes.
Boat rentals and
we do because we are surf to sound. You know, we've got mm-hmm. the water on both sides. We have access to many and pretty much every water sport. So we do paddleboard rentals and kayak rentals, sailboat rentals. We
wow.
do lessons with all of those things,
oh, really?
Surfing lessons. We are partnered with a boat that it's like a 20 passenger boat that goes out and does eco tours and just, you know, little sightseeing cruises and sunset cruises. So, it's really, you know, it's a destination, meaning that you can come park your car. And if you don't want to go anywhere else, you really don't need to. We can certainly entertain you for as long as you want to stay.
Pools, I assume.
Pool. Yep.
Which you definitely need here in the summer. I know people keep saying, you have an ocean, what do you need a pool for? It's hot. It gets hot here in the summer.
It does get hot.
And the water gets at the, I mean, I've been, I, that's one of the things about Wrightsville Beach that just amazes me in August. It's like, it's almost too warm to swim.
The ocean
sometimes.
Water.
It
yeah.
is.
Well,
it's
coming
in the 80s,
from,
isn't it?
You know, Massachusetts where, right. you know, it's maybe 68 in the summer and I don't miss it. I love this warm bath water.
So tell us about what you have planned for your 50th anniversary.
Well, we our plan is to kind of celebrate throughout the year. The biggest event is going to be the hotel opened in March of 1964.
Okay.
So this March, the Saturday the 29th, we're going to have our 50th gala. So we're really excited about that. That'll sort of be the biggest event that we do throughout the year to mark the 50th. We're going to have British Mania, which is a Beatles band out of New York City.
Is this a black tie event or?
It will be a black tie event. Yeah. And we're still putting together a lot of the details, which obviously will be on our website and Facebook page, but, it should be a lot of fun. The weekend prior to that, we're going to do a Comedy Zone weekend.
Oh,
so
that's great.
We, have partnered with, Comedy Zone. We used to have a comedy club in the hotel in, I think it was the late 80s and had some, you know, fairly large name people. They may have been small name people at the time, but Jerry Seinfeld came and Jay Leno, Ellen DeGeneres. So it started to honor that part
wow.
of our history. We're going to do a comedy weekend. It's something that we kind of
hope to. Bring them all back.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll be coming back, but we'll have some great comedians in for the weekend and hope to make that an annual or biannual type event. But you know, throughout the year, there's going to be several things that kind of lace into the 50th. And also our Throwback Thursday that we're doing.
Yeah, tell us
Facebook.
About that. I don't.
So our marketing manager Jenny, she put together this great idea to do a Throwback Thursday, and she's reached out via Facebook to ask people to send in their pictures and just their stories if they don't have a picture. So often we talk to people and, you know, tell them where we work and these stories come out like, oh, I used to go there when I was a little kid with my grandparents and da, da, da. So those are the stories that we want people to post on Facebook and kind of share. I'm sure she'll have some really creative idea of what to do with all the photos, you know, as they all start to come in. But, you know, we've gotten some really cool photos and some really cool stories from people that, you know, have a connection with the property. Dating all the way back to 1964. So
oh, that's fun. Well, we should get the best ones. We should have a little contest and get the best ones on the radio to record their memories of being
oh,
the bucket runner.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
That would be fun. So tell me about what you're doing before then. What do you got? Anything going on for Valentine's Day?
Yes, absolutely.
I just started thinking about that. I'm like, uh-oh, that's actually soon.
I know. It's, you know, it depends on who's booking the package. If it's the men, it's always like week of rush call. Like, let's get it booked. No offense, Will. But
Will's probably got that taken care of, don't you, Will?
Of course.
But yeah, we have a package that we're selling for the weekend. We're doing, because it's on a Friday, so that works well with people's schedules. There's a one night package where you can come and stay and have dinner in the restaurant, breakfast the following morning, and then we also have a two night package where we're going to have entertainment on Saturday night. So all the details of those are on our website as well.
Super.
Yeah.
And Civil War packages?
Yeah, that kind of ties into the 50th as well.
Oh,
because
does it? Okay.
Blockade Runner, obviously, you know, being a Civil War ship. So it's kind of in celebration of our history, as well as I think it's the 149th anniversary of the battle at Fort Fisher.
Oh, okay.
And I apologize to historians if I mess that up, but I think I'm somewhere in that right track. So we're doing a package on the weekend of the 17th of January, 17th and 18th, where we're going to have lectures in Dr. Fonville from UNCW is sort of spearheading
as a next weekend,
that.
Not tonight, but the next
next weekend. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's still some of those available to book, but people that are, you know, into history, it should be a pretty informative weekend. They're going to go out all day Saturday on a tour and go down to Fort Fisher and go see some artifacts in downtown somewhere. So
no reenactments on the beach though.
No, I don't think so. Maybe at Fort Fisher. I'm not sure, but
yeah, that would be kind of a funny thing to do there. So you do have other competition now on the, unlike 50 years ago, a little bit of competition there
this
at
true.
The beach. People
yeah.
want to go to the beach.
This
but what is really unique about you? Besides, are you the only one that has water sports available right on site or?
Well, I think that where we sit on the island, we're on the thinnest part of the island.
Oh.
So we are the only property that has full access to, the surf and the sound.
Sure.
You know, our sound side isn't marsh. It's, you know, you can put a big boat there, pull it up to our dock. And so we have the ability to do large fishing charters out of there and that sort of thing. I think what really separates us though is the fact that we have been there for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have, those 50 years worth of memories that we've created with people that, you know, permeate throughout their families and, you know, tie back to, you know, their vacations as a kid or,
right.
you know, that their group's been going there since the business first started or whatever. So there's sort of that emotional piece that, that 50 years brings with
yeah.
it.
So both of you guys came here from over the bridge today. Well, you close enough to over the bridge there, Will.
That's right.
What's it like out there today? What's it like at the beach at
Wilmington
today?
Absolutely beautiful. I'm blessed that my desk does face the ocean.
Oh,
so,
please.
Yeah.
Can we move Business Radio X to the beach? What do you think, Kirsten?
Yeah, so we were staring out at the surf and the sun today, and it was, I have to say, it was kind of nice to be able to leave a little bit early and feel that warm air and head out here, so.
Unfortunately, I have to work out of my house. I don't get that waterfront view that you enjoy down at the Blockade Runner, but it's still nice to sneak out and get downtown and see a little bit of the sunlight in 68, 70 degree weather today.
Yeah, that you cannot beat that. What's happening over at the beach these days? What is it? I mean, obviously, in the summer, it's a lively crowd. It's packed. You can't hardly find a parking spot. But in the winter, What's the winter like over at the beach? Is it a great place to go during the winter? Is it other things to do? Restaurants close? Help everybody who's not here right now understand what it's like over at Wrightsville.
It's obviously it's quieter than the summer, but it's still full on. You know, most of the businesses are open. Obviously, we're open 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
The people that live and enjoy Wrightsville Beach don't quit. You know, surfing,
right.
swimming, paddle boarding. That doesn't stop just because it's January. So.
Yeah, I'll add to that a little bit more with a lot of the businesses we work with at Wrightsville Beach. The majority of them stay in full operation year round.
Ah.
And a lot of it is when you think water sports, you're not thinking of just getting in the water. Although there are a lot of surfers, I'm sure Whitney can attest that are out surfing in the cold waters. But you do have the paddleboarders, the fishermen that
I fall off the paddleboard. So paddleboarding is in the water when I do it.
Exactly. But a lot of the businesses do. They are open year-round, and there's always a lot of monthly events going on, whether it's a triathlon or a flotilla or some other going on. So
would you say this is a good business environment then for the water, the world of water?
Absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't think it would just be restricted to the world of water. I think the area as a whole is very attractive to businesses, and as far as recruiting individuals, who doesn't want to live at the beach? So yes, I'd say that the area is pretty business friendly as it is, and the scenery is only there to help enhance that.
Well, we're glad that you guys decided to be in Wilmington.
Absolutely.
And you all, I'm sure, have a lot of interaction with a lot of different businesses. Do they not come and do events at your?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have 6,000 square feet of meeting space.
Wow.
And that's just indoor space. You know, we have so much opportunity to host events outside on our oceanfront lawn or on the sound side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we work with a lot of businesses local and, you know, within the state and occasionally out of the state to host meetings and events and conferences. So, you know, I would definitely encourage any local businesses listening to, if they haven't considered us for a meeting before, to come take a look, because, you know, having a meeting at the beach is better than having a meeting somewhere else.
I'll agree with that one. Well, that's a perfect segue opportunity. Why don't you tell us, if somebody has something coming up and they want to talk to you a little bit, Whitney, about having a Blockade Runner, how do they do that?
Well, they can find us on the web at blockade-runner.com. Obviously, they can always call the front desk and, you know, for an individual reservation, or call the front desk and ask to speak to the sales department.
We'd be happy to talk to them. There's an 800 number for that?
There is an 800 number, and I hope you have it, because I know it's 800.
I don't have it, but we'll put it on our website. All right. So it'll be there with it. I do have... Do you use social media at all? People can connect on Facebook, you did say?
Yep, we're on Facebook. We do Instagram, we Pinterest, we tweet, we do it all.
Excellent. And Will, what if somebody wants to get involved with Waterplay USA, either as an owner of a water sport company or wants to actually get out there and get in the water?
Yes, so of course we are online as well. The majority of our business is online. So our website is waterplayusa.com. We do have an 800 number as well, where any of our concierge customer service reps can help direct any customer or business in order to help get them online or on the water. And the 800 number is 888-242-4882, I think.
And that too will be on our blog, our website, along with this audio cast. Thanks everybody for joining us, and thanks to both of you for being our guests today on Bridges to Business.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And Ravel Petcher. Until next time.